Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This Rise Guys podcast is fueled by the best beer on the planet, Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Brewed locally by Thomas Creek Brewery and created especially for the P1s.
Yeah.
Ask for it by name, Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Find a location near you at 933theplanetrocks.com. Drink responsibly. Now cheers.
P1.com app is the official new home of the Rise Guys Morning Show on your phone.
I have their app on my phone, and so like I listen to them all when I'm getting ready and then when I'm driving into work.
Powered by Quaker Steak and Lube, you're locked into the Rise Guys Morning Show on 93.3 The Planet.
Rocks.
It's Rise Guys Headlines with Paige and her big ol' hoo-has.
All right, so what generation will be harder to manage than millennials? Anyone? I think you said one
I'd
answer.
Say baby boomers.
Ooh.
I mean, what the other ones are just X, Y, and Z. Mm-hmm. What are the other living generations? How many living generations do we have right now?
The greatest generation not really working anymore, and they shouldn't be.
Are the boomers?
No, the one before.
Oh, well, yeah, that's true.
the greatest one.
Who was before the boomers? What do you call them? Depression-era people?
Aren't they just the greatest generation?
Yeah, it was like a golden era.
All right, so you had them, you got the baby boomers, then you have Generation X.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Is there a Z or is that Z millennials?
No, millennials are before Z.
Yeah. Nine of myself are millennials.
We're elder millennials.
Yep.
Well, I'm not a baby boomer.
No, you're X.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's kind of cool. That's kind of like.
Mm. There you go. You're the starter.
You wear your X, I'll wear mine.
Yeah.
All right. So there was a study done and they looked at Generation Z and what their expectations are at work. And for those who want to know, that's if you're born anywhere between 1996 to 2010. So the findings are kind of staggering. And I don't want to offend anybody. Once again, this is just a study taken.
Oh, my kid's one of these. I can't wait to hear this.
Yeah, don't hate me. This is just, something that they found. And if someone did another study, it might be different. So what they found is 62% of 18 to 23-year-olds say being praised by their boss in front of other people is important to them. So they need that at work.
Yeah.
And 20% of them say they need daily feedback from their boss or they might quit. I've got more. You ready for this? 40% of them expect to make over $100,000 a year someday.
Oh, money be cool.
Oh, I have some inside intel on that, Fat Boy. Our contracts run out on Monday after the show. Mark Hendricks is on vacation next week.
He is. Oh, come on.
He is.
Dang it.
Yep.
Wow.
Yep.
All right, so more to the story. 77% of these people say that work contributes to their stress compared to 64% of adults overall. So, in conclusion.
That was Matt ringing that bell.
36% of managers think that Generation Z will be harder to manage than millennials. 29% also think that they'll be harder to train, and 27% don't think that they'll work as hard as the millennials do. So, therefore, forget the paying your dues and working your way up to the top in the future, if you believe what this study has to say.
So they didn't keep up with – we didn't start giving them generation names until baby boomers?
I don't know. I'm not old enough to know, I guess. I can look into it.
It's like they started naming hurricanes and stuff and typhoons and all these stars.
Yeah.
Did you see the black hole, by the way?
It's really cool.
Is it?
But can
it's
you
a blur.
See it in
I,
it? I
figured the technology would be great. And it looks like something you're looking at under a microscope.
There you go. I have it. They had the Lost Generation.
Who's
they,
that?
They came of age during World War I. You have the Greatest Generation.
Yeah.
The GI, also known as the GI generation, the World War II generation, and the Federation generation. Then you have the Silent Generation.
Who's that?
Let's see. People born between the mid to late 1920s and early to mid 40s. Then you have the Baby Boomers, who were 1946 to 1964. And then Generation X and the Millennials and Generation Z.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's really interesting. The G.I. generation.
Mm-hmm.
Well, do you have any trouble sexting someone? If you do, I'm not making fun of you. There is something to help you from the brainchild, from the digital gurus behind Juicebox. And it's a relationship app where you can pay.
Juicebox is a dating app?
Yeah.
Fat
boy.
Oh, there's my
juice.
Idea.
He thought it said Juicebox.
Oh, okay. Well, you can pay for daily coaching if you need that. $29 a week or $99 a month. But there is a free service with this dating thing. It's called Slutbot. Sorry.
What? Slot?
Slutbot.
Slutbot.
It lets you practice sexting by doing it with a robot. So, you know, you can kind of work with a robot before you actually send out your sexy text to somebody. And then, you know, the bot will decide how filthy you want to get. And then, you know, hot and sexy or even get worse if you want to.
Yeah.
Because that's how we're going. In our generations, we can't be creative, especially if you can't be sexy with somebody. I don't know.
Well, all right, I'm going to say this. Sexting is lame. It's lame.
What is sexting, though? Just exchanging pictures or telling them what you'd like to perform on them?
Well, you're not sending the bot pictures, you know. I guess you're talking, you know, talking sexy to them, but like, via text.
You're not sending the eggplant and the donut?
Yeah. Well, that's kind of flirting, though. There's a difference between flirting and the other, isn't it?
Yeah.
I would think.
I agree with what Jimmy says, sexting. So, in other words, just lay it out there.
It's lame, and so is phone sex. Like, no, just come over here and take your britches off.
Right, let's do it.
All right, and then we'll do all that stuff and say all that stuff, but that's not... like, exchanging it via text messages, like, yeah, send me a dirty email. Yeah. Yes, it's hot.
I saw you trolling for that on Snapchat yesterday.
What, dirty emails?
No, it said... I've never seen a bad nude picture prove me wrong.
Oh, yeah. It's that guy in the park with his table set up. And his table says, your nudes won't impress me. Change my mind. Yeah.
How'd that work?
They got a ton of screenshots from dudes who also posted it. And they probably didn't get any either.
Oh, God.
Feeling cute. Here's some jugs.
Any updates on Tendl before we get out of here for the week?
I haven't even looked at it today.
Yeah, right.
I haven't. Let me look. I'll open it up.
He's not worried about things.
I'll open it up right here with you.
Let's see. Oh.
It's the same one, but it's just pictures of dogs, so I don't know who the person is.
Oh.
It doesn't say anything, and it's pictures of dogs, so I don't know who that is.
Oh. Why would you do that? Why would you have a dating app and your profile picture is a dog?
Well, it makes you think something bad's going on there.
I'm friends with dogs on Instagram. Maybe that's a real dog for love.
Maybe the dog likes me.
You have to adopt that dog now.
I would.
Oh, boy.
You would not.
I love dogs. Inga could use a friend.
And I have to apologize for our guest, but I have another sex story, so.
Oh, he's cool.
All right, he's cool.
Tribble, cover up your ears.
I'm sorry. Well, this is something, if you ever decided you wanted to participate in a threesome after you hear the story, maybe you might want to change your mind, right? A threesome ends with a guy's girlfriend lighting his apartment on fire. That's a bad decision.
Yeah, it is.
Wow. Yeah, that's a bad date.
That or it was a really good one.
Yeah, well, yeah, burning down the house. A 33-year-old woman in Woodbury, New Jersey, named Tasia Young, agreed to have a threesome with her boyfriend last Saturday. And, of course, they brought another woman over to his apartment.
Well, that's a good... good answer.
Yeah, well, sometimes. Then after they were done, her boyfriend got a cab for Tasia to take home, but he let the other woman stay and sent her home.
So he had a threesome and then he sent his girlfriend home and kept the other woman in his house.
Yeah, that's not a good thing to do.
No.
It's not clear if she stayed the night or left later on, but of course, she responded by going back the next day and setting his apartment on fire. What else would you do?
That's about it.
Yeah. All right. So she bought a Zippo lighter at a gas station, emptied the entire thing on his front door, and squirted.
What? Wow.
It's my new favorite story.
Squirted the lighter fluid under and lit a match. So
no wonder he wanted her to stay.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, if you're going to set something on fire, you better have some kind of fluid that will just combust, right?
Yeah.
That's what they say. If you're going to do it. Go big or go home.
Yeah.
So the building had extensive damage.
You got a good show today.
And luckily, no one was hurt. So she turned herself in on Tuesday and confessed. She said she just felt like she needed to, quote, hurt somebody.
Oh, man.
So she's facing charges for arson, assault, criminal mischief,
arson,
and multiple counts of endangering another person. So once again, you know, you better be careful if you want to have a threesome and make sure the other person is really on board. Don't keep the extra girl. She's just like the fringe benefit, and she needs to go home, not the girlfriend.
Who's the friend? The woman's the friend. The extra lady's the fringe benefit.
Yeah, she needs to leave. Not, you know, that's if you want to replace your girlfriend. Don't even have a threesome.
You know, truly what it is, well, I would be, you know why I've never had a threesome? You want to know the honest to God truth? I had a couple opportunities. One of them, I was shocked, to be honest with you, how good the invitation was. I've never done it. And you know what it is? It's my own masculinity getting in the way, because I feel as though the two ladies might strike up an affair and you know,
why is it
going to
be
me?
Two women?
It has to be two women. I want to go to heaven.
You almost were inadvertently employed one time when you were high school age that you told us about.
Oh, that was triangle. Great.
That was one where it was a twosome. It came a threesome almost. And I was not part of this.
I wish you were cool.
So you wouldn't have two guys in a threesome at all?
I was this is difficult.
Come on. Hey, man.
I was sitting this way. She was sitting this way. And all of a sudden, I look up and my friend Kent Palm is standing over her shoulder. Looking at me. So if she was facing that way and blocked his face, then it could have been a possibility. But having to look at him, I mean, he's a handsome guy.
He is.
Don't get me wrong.
That's why it was about to happen.
No, it wasn't.
Should I get mad at you?
I stopped. I said, I don't want to do this. And I went outside on the front porch.
You.
Next thing I know, he takes her to the bedroom. And
lines were drawn.
I'm just going to go out on the porch.
Well, I did.
Oh, goodness.
Sitting out there naked in the swing.
You got to do something to protect your innocence.
I put my pants back on.
I'm going home.
He doesn't walk down there. And I just said,
hang on.
What's wrong? Did Kent jump in again?
Was that,
oh, my goodness.
Was that it for that situation for that night?
Yes.
Okay.
You know what makes the story even better? Where we left that night with this particular person was characters.
Oh, wow.
Oh, man.
That's a blast from
That's
the past.
OG.
Yeah. All right.
Oh, my God.
So
that was zillions of years ago.
You've learned a lot from that.
It was like 1995, that long ago, seriously. Mm-hmm.
You're a different person now. We know.
Well, I'm saying Ken is.
Okay. Well, scientists use gene splicing to create a super smart monkey, or monkeys, rather, just like the Planet of the Apes. But I guess you can do that.
What do you mean?
You guess, I mean, if they did it, they can do it.
I guess you can do that with, okay. Well, China combined human genes with monkeys to create this super smart. And I imagine if the tissue is the same.
Well, guess what? We've already got half human, half pig people at MIT.
Man, bear, pig.
Yeah. Spider guts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just saying.
So what happened with these species of super monkeys?
What happened?
The brains didn't get bigger. But they did better on memory tests. Because you wouldn't have, like, I mean, the super big head on this animal, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it would have to stay the same as their body type. I don't know.
I don't know either. I mean, are we talking to the... You talking about, like...
Planet of the Apes, yes.
Well, yeah, but, like, just because the size of the brain doesn't mean how smart you are. Right? The bigger the brain, it doesn't mean it's accessing what you got there.
And yeah. The only way I can think of gene splicing is in a petri dish, right? And how would they do that?
Are you asking me that?
And how? Well, I mean, an egg had to be fertilized somehow, and you know.
Yeah, yeah. I don't. Again, and how I grew maggots out of old dead skin. You realize that story yesterday? I'm no scientist.
No, that was a science project.
It was.
So, as opposed to the animal brain. The brains in this species took longer to develop, just like the brains of human children. So that's kind of interesting.
Yeah. I don't what is the point of that, though? They're trying to make a superior race? Or a soldier?
I've, I don't know.
They're trying to make the frogs gay first.
What, are they just messing around with just, oh, let's see what we can do for fun? Like, what is the end game with this? We want to cure cancer, or they want to win the Olympics in 2024?
Probably.
What's the goal?
Super apes.
Just because you can do something doesn't mean you should do something. We should show them Planet of the Apes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Especially Rise of the Planet of the Apes. So yeah. The recent ones.
I don't want Statue of Liberty to drown.
How long they kept these animals alive or their motor skills, because that would be, you know, if they can speak, because primates can, you know, they can communicate with sign language.
Oh,
but
yeah.
I don't know about their verbal communication, if they can actually learn English or some kind of language. But, but that would be interesting if you did that, you know.
I have an appointment with my new doctor on Monday, Dr. Zayas.
Dr. Zayas.
So one
Planet
expert
of the Apes reference?
Yes.
Okay.
At the University
Sorry.
Of Colorado described it as, quote, a slippery slope, which I kind of agree with that, because you don't want these species that are abused and created just to be destroyed.
Mm-hmm.
That's cruel. But for science, and, you know, like you said, to cure cancer, that might be a different story.
Yeah. I mean, the hell, yeah. At school, you cut up baby pigs.
Yeah.
Used to, anyway. I don't know. They still allow that?
I don't know.
You got to worry about what they do with them after.
The dissection. Oh, what do you mean, with the carcasses?
Yeah.
Yeah, you can't just throw them away. They'll get you for littering now. Remember that story?
They ship them up northeast.
Oh, and they make hot dogs out of them. Is that what, what are you getting at?
Half human, half pig people at MIT.
Oh, that thing.
Yeah. Making the frogs gay, too.
Yeah.
Chemical warfare in the water.
I used to laugh at stories like that, but when I found out that scientists did the suicidal shrimp thing.
Oh, yeah. You know,
where shrimp were getting depressed underwater, and they were killing themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Shrimps.
Because they're Prozac.
They could have been scampi one day.
Yeah.
We got to get Fat Boy off InfoWars.
I'm telling you, man, look.
He's just over there just railing off InfoWars headlines right now.
Don't deny any of the stuff. Pizzagate, you laugh at that, too?
Nine's a crisis actor.
He is.
Yep.
I laughed at Pizzagate once, too.
Oh, yeah. We'll laugh at everything because we live in a simulation.
You know what? Now, are you trolling me by saying that? Because I asked that the other day.
No. I was reading some stuff about it. An MIT computer scientist said the odds are probably – there's a higher probability we live in a simulation than not.
Oh.
But if – okay. Because that's what I read – that book that I'm reading says – Is life going on behind you? So it's not a deep hidden meaning. It's like what you see, like on a video game. What the game's not going on behind you, except for what you can see.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
Right now I'm looking this way. Is this going on behind me?
It's about
I realize it is, but it's a weird thought. But simulation. But it's not, because we've all met together on this game or simulation and are talking about it. So it's not.
Do you know that? It'd be more advanced than, like, PlayStation.
We're getting phased out. You seen the Nissan robot that plays basketball?
Yeah.
On its own?
Yeah.
They're putting robotic umpires in MLB.
Well, the Fox Sports football guy can dance. It's a robot.
Yeah, dancing robot.
There's not going to be any humans left.
Well, if you want to go to the movies this weekend, there's some out that I want to tell you about. Hellboy is out, starring David Harbour. He's from Stranger Things.
It's not Ron Perlman?
Nah, he don't do it anymore. It's David Harbour, the sheriff that smokes two packs an episode.
I had no idea. It looks just like him.
Yeah, it does.
Also out, and that's rated R, of course.
Yeah, because they say GD so much.
Mm-hmm. And then out, PG-13, Little, which is a comedy.
It's like Big, but it's called Little.
Yeah, it's about an abusive executive who wakes up as a 13-year-old.
That actually looks cute. I love Freaky Friday-type movies. Where somebody's young, but they're old. And the movie Big with Tom Hanks, one of my favorites.
Like Benjamin Buttons.
I don't like that one.
It was great. He was cussing as a kid.
It was funny.
Smoking as a baby.
Well, if you like Bigfoot, you might like this. It's a stop-motion animated film starring Hugh Jackman and Zach Galifianakis. And that is called Missing Link.
It looks cute.
Yeah. I won't see that.
You won't see that?
No.
Well, you might have to wait till Endgame comes out, right? That's the big one.
I won't go see that either. Like, that's I appreciate everybody's excitement about it. Yeah, I do. I'm surprised Big Brown's not going to go opening weekend. Like, he's not the ultimate fan I thought he was. The ultimate fans will be there Thursday night at midnight.
Yeah, that's true. I thought he'd dress up.
I thought he'd go in full character.
Yep.
Well, if you were a big fan, that would be the way to go.
I dressed up as Batman to go see 1989 Batman. Me and my friend Jason Bright did.
Well, you were 13.
14.
Mm-hmm.
Well, well, still, if you went today, I think you'd look cute. If you had a bat suit. You know? Yeah.
Maybe you got that story and the other story mixed up. You drew your dress like Batman when you had the chick with you.
Had a bat wing, hadn't I?
All right.
I want now.
Rise Guys headlines styled by Rockerville Chic Boutique. I'm Paige, and those are your Rise Guys headlines.
All right, thank you, Paige. We're going to take a little break here. More Rise Guys still on the way. Hold on now.
Here's Madman 9, Paige, and Fat Boy.
The Rise Guys Morning Show, 93.3 The Planet Rocks.
And now, a Rise Guys re-premiere.
Now you can like or not, it really don't matter to me. It seems you're burning hot. You keep threatening to unfriend me. You've been Facebook fussing, throwing shade and dissing too. You've been Facebook fussing, mad emojis look like you.
What you are about to hear is real. These are real Facebook comments and arguments. They've been screenshot by you, the P1s. Although names have been changed to protect the innocent, the guilty,
and the stupid.
This is Facebook fussing. We got some doozies today. Oh, boy. You can actually watch this. This is very innovative.
Yeah.
Facebook.com/RiseGuys.
That's right. Facebook.com/RiseGuys. We live.
Or FB.com/RiseGuys.
Mm-hmm.
Even as easy as that. All right. Does everybody have their scripts?
Oh, yeah.
Everybody's ready. You can always email your Facebook fussings to us at theriseguys@aol.com. Scene one. Playing the role of Rochelle will be 9. Playing the role of Michelle will be freaking me. Playing the role of Shelly will be Paige. And playing the role of Dawson will be Fat Boy. And action.
Exactly who TF does this 25-year-old skunk think she is on my man's page liking and loving his pics from 3 years ago?
Honey, you know them young girls can't resist an older man with money, especially if he's handsome and has a queen like you.
Ah, hell. Gonna take her out in the high school parking lot just like them old days.
Oh, you know it. You do not come for what's mine and leave with all your teeth.
Sure you ain't overreacting, though? I see dudes on here talking about how sexy your pics are all the time when you got them big old blankies hanging out.
Look, I don't care if it's his new pics, but when you looking at that old stuff like that, you got a crush on another woman's man.
Well, maybe she thinks he's handsome.
He is handsome. I don't need her to tell me that. Why do you think I've been with him for 12 years?
Because he makes a lot of money and works 12 hours a day, so you ain't got to be out there up with him full time. Mm-hmm.
Oh, LOL. Y'all funny. Whose side are you on anyway?
Oh, come on, girl. I'm just playing.
I know, but some things you don't play with. Sorry, I ain't mad at you.
Yeah, who's this girl anyway? I'm single. Send her my way. I'll show her a real good time.
I'm afraid she'd like that too much. Hun, you need to get yourself a real woman, not some little girl.
You know any?
Like, all I'm saying, if a man gets out of line with me, my man is knocking his blank in the dirt. So don't think for a damn minute I won't put that bitch's blankie on the pavement.
Insane.
That's a new one on
That's
me.
That's the equivalent, evidently.
I've never heard that in my life till that.
I've heard of liquor that'll put a man's blank in the dirt, but never a woman's blankie on the pavement.
Never. Whoa. Never.
Serious.
I'd demand a t-shirt with that on.
Oh, man, we'd make millions at Myrtle Beach selling those.
Are you kidding me? Of course we would.
Blankie on the pavement. Oh, boy.
It'll knock your blank in the dirt. And her blankie on the pavement.
She'll put your blankie on the pavement.
I'm not a gentleman if I say that.
No.
We're live on Facebook.com/RiseGuys. Not just hearing us, but also seeing us as well. So if you're eating breakfast, be careful. Scene 2. Playing the role of Judy will be 9.
Yay!
playing the role of Jolene.
Laredo Jolene.
Will be Paige. Playing the role of Keith will be freaking me. And playing the role of Duders.
Duders.
Will be Fat Boy. And action.
To all my ladies out there, listen up. I'm hosting a, quote, surprise party at my house on Friday, April 19th at 7:30 p.m. If you'd like to join me for a night of fun and drinks, send me a message.
Ooh, fun. I haven't heard anybody doing these in a long time. Seems like a goodie time. Mark me down.
Hey, Judy, will Dale be at this party?
Lord, no. It's a surprise party. Google it, LOL.
SMH.
Well, I'm lost.
Yeah, no duh, LOL.
Ha 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 ha. You have S for brains.
Wait a minute. Is it a surprise party for Dale? I'm just saying, if y'all were having a cookout or drinks at your house, me and Kelly would go. But you said ladies, so I was just asking if Dale's going to be there.
You fool with me right now, aren't you?
Why, I most certainly am not.
Oh, my good Lord. Read it again. Ladies, drinks, a surprise party. Duh, LOL.
Duh.
Well, what in the blue hell? I guess forget it. Some kind of inside joke. Never mind then.
Then embarrass yourself, stoopwad. Go on with your questions.
I said forget it.
He's dumb.
Y'all are being some bitches. Just spell it out to me.
Hey, Keith, it's a pyramid scheme. They call them surprise parties or pleasure parties. Women get together, drink a bunch of wine, and buy dildos.
Ew, gross.
Oh, it ain't gross. They're all brand new.
Insane.
They put them in a bag. You go in the back room. You remember how it goes.
I used to sell those. You may not remember it, but I used to own a dildo company.
Yeah.
That's right. They would go. I had a woman that worked for me. She would go and organize these parties, and then they would take the ladies to the bedroom or a separate room, and then they would come out with a brown bag, like a lunch bag.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I remember.
Some women would come out with, like, grocery bags.
Yeah. Oh, money.
It looked like she was carrying a rifle. Leaving there. Surprise parties. Pleasure parties. Scene 3. Playing the role of Becky will be Paige. Playing the role of Daryl will be freaking me. Playing the role of Don will be Fabois. Playing the role of Miss Lisa will be 9. And playing the role, a first right here, playing the role of creepy, crazy Kyle will be P1 Looper. And action.
Becky posted a pic of her laying out in the sun with her arm crossed across her nipples like a hand bra. OMG, I can't believe we finally got some sun around here. I had to take advantage of it and get my free tan on.
Well, I wasn't expecting this. All I gotta say is thank God the sun is back. LOL.
Daryl, you crazy, LOL. I couldn't stay inside and let this opportunity slip away.
Hey, girl, I hope you're in the backyard and not out front. I can only imagine what creepy, crazy Kyle would say if he saw you out there right now. Actually, I can hear him as I type.
Pull to the side a little.
OMG. I saw him outside the other day. I was cutting my grass in my bikini top, and that would be the last time I do that. I should have worn an old t-shirt because he was staring the whole time.
Yeah, you got to watch him. Donna's sister said he sent her a Facebook message after, she posted one of her modeling pics. I know she put it out there and made it public, but he still creeped her out a whole lot.
Oh, damn. I saw those pics. She looked hot. And all she did was pose in a pair of thongs. It wasn't dirty. What did he say to her?
Pull to the side a little.
OMG, that is disgusting. What a creeper, too. It's a little surprising because he's a younger guy, probably in his 40s. Maybe I should just move away.
Well, now that you mention it, probably not a bad idea after all.
Shut up, you old hag. I'm sick of you always on my post, always in my yard, walking around like you inspecting the place. Why? I keep my place clean, and I pay my rent on time. Leave me alone.
First off, you were late paying the last 2 months. Second off, I inspect everybody's yard and property to make sure you are in compliance with the rules. I'm not going to let this place go downhill like the last regime did. If you're going to live here, you're going to take care of your stuff.
Christ, lady. It's a damn trailer park, not a subdivision. Relax. Half of these trailers are falling apart anyway.
Well, maybe if you should spend more time maintaining yours instead of laying out in the yard with your blankies all out for everybody to see.
I'm tanning. I'm not running around out here putting on a show. Get over it, jealous hag.
Never mind the fact there are kids that run around here in the afternoons. I guess we all don't care what they might see living here.
OMG, I don't lay topless. I wear a bikini. There are teenage boys anyways. You think they haven't seen... You think they've seen damn near a naked woman before? I know for a fact David does. Denise walks around half naked all the time. It's no big deal in their house.
You're damn topless in this pic. I'm looking at you right now.
It's a pose, dummy. You think I sit here with my arm crossed my blankies the whole time? What kind of stupid tan line would I have anyway?
Yeah, well, let's dive back a little bit, maybe. All she was doing was trying to tan. I mean, what's the big deal with that?
I'm sorry. Is this a concern of yours? You don't even live here, do you? No! So you don't feel the complaints that I do when Miss Lucy here walks around outside with no clothes on and everybody else in the park is getting tired of seeing it.
My ass, they complain. You lie. Show me who complained. Who said what?
I can't reveal that information, so don't worry about it. Just know that it's going to stop, or else.
Or else what? You going to kick me out?
Hey, I didn't say it. You did. So consider yourself warned. At this rate, don't be surprised if you're out on your ass in a couple months.
Wait a second. If she goes, then I go.
Good. Two birds with one stone. Bye, Don. Maybe then I can find a tenant that pays rent on time instead of having to chase somebody who stays somewhere else for 5 days every first of the month when rent is due.
Wow, man. Look, I ain't no lawyer, but I don't think you can kick her out of her house for laying outside and tanning her blankies a little bit.
Pull to the side a little.
I can do what I damn well want with my properties. We are decent around here. Go to a tanning bed or stay white as hell like the rest of us.
OMG, it must suck to be old as hell, pale as hell, and also a bitch.
I'm 45, only 20 years older than you, and I got plenty to work with up here. But you don't see me showing them off to whoever walks or drives by.
Just because they big don't mean they good.
Pull
insane.
To the side a little.
That was a lengthy one there.
Whew.
It really was.
Yeah, it was. It was a marathon.
It was the best one.
That was the best one? You think so?
Yeah. I
thought the first one was the best one.
Yeah.
It really did. Oh, no, sorry. The one with Duders.
Oh, no, I agree with what you said the first time.
Yeah. What you just heard was real. Believe it or not. Real. Real Facebook arguments. Screenshot by you, the P1. Sent in anonymously, of course, to theriseguys@AOL.com. Names, though, have been changed to protect the innocent, the guilty,
and the stupid.
This was Facebook Fussin'.
The Rise Guys Morning Show. 93.3 The Planet.
Always in my yard, walking around like you inspecting the place. Why? I keep my place clean and I pay my rent on time. Leave me alone.
First off, you were late paying the last 2 months. Second off, I inspect everybody's yard and property to make sure you are in compliance with the rules. I'm not going to let this place go downhill like the last regime did. If you're going to live here, you're going to take care of your stuff.
Christ, lady.
It's a damn trailer park, not a subdivision. Relax. Half of these trailers are falling apart anyway.
Well, maybe if you should spend more time maintaining yours instead of laying out in the yard with your blankies all out for everybody to see.
I'm tanning. I'm not running around out here putting on a show. Get over it, jealous hag.
Never mind the fact there are kids that run around here in the afternoons. I guess we all don't care what they might see living here.
OMG, I don't lay topless. I wear a bikini. There are teenage boys anyways. You think they haven't seen... You think they've seen damn near a naked woman before? I know for a fact David does. Denise walks around half naked all the time. It's no big deal in their house.
You're damn topless in this pic. I'm looking at you right now.
It's a pose, dummy. You think I sit here with my arm crossed my blankies the whole time? What kind of stupid tan line would I have anyway?
Yeah, well, let's dive back a little bit, maybe. All she was doing was trying to tan. I mean, what's the big deal with that?
I'm sorry. Is this a concern of yours? You don't even live here, do you? No! So you don't feel the complaints that I do when Miss Lucy here walks around outside with no clothes on and everybody else in the park is getting tired of seeing it.
My ass, they complain. You lie. Show me who complained. Who said what?
I can't reveal that information, so don't worry about it. Just know that it's going to stop, or else.
Or else what? You going to kick me out?
Hey, I didn't say it. You did. So consider yourself warned. At this rate, don't be surprised if you're out on your ass in a couple months.
Wait a second. If she goes, then I go.
Good. Two birds with one stone. Bye, Don. Maybe then I can find a tenant that pays rent on time instead of having to chase somebody who stays somewhere else for 5 days every first of the month when rent is due.
Wow, man. Look, I ain't no lawyer, but I don't think you can kick her out of her house for laying outside and tanning her blankies a little bit.
Pull to the side a little.
I can do what I damn well want with my properties. We are decent around here. Go to a tanning bed or stay white as hell like the rest of us.
OMG, it must suck to be old as hell, pale as hell, and also a bitch.
I'm 45, only 20 years older than you, and I got plenty to work with up here. But you don't see me showing them off to whoever walks or drives by.
Just because they big don't mean they good.
Pull
insane.
To the side a little.
That was a lengthy one there.
Whew.
It really was.
Yeah, it was. It was a marathon.
It was the best one.
That was the best one? You think so?
Yeah, I know.
I thought the first one was the best one.
Yeah.
It really did. Oh, no, sorry. The one with Duders.
Oh, no, I agree with what you said the first time.
Yeah. What you just heard was real. Believe it or not. Real. Real Facebook arguments. Screenshot by you, the P1. Sent in anonymously, of course, to theriseguys@AOL.com. Names, though, have been changed to protect the innocent, the guilty,
and the stupid.
This was Facebook Fussing.
93. Rock at work. A 93-minute rock block begins at 10 this morning. Now, more of the Rise Guys Morning Show.
93.3. Planet Rocks.
Thank you to everybody who called us, Facebooked us, Instagrammed us, emailed us, all that stuff. We had a great time today. Hopefully you did as well.
Oh, yeah, man. We had a blast today.
Get today's podcast. Go to theriseguys.com, iTunes, Google Play, or text podcast to 72341. Get the worst of the Rise Guys tomorrow morning, 6 until 10. This time, hosted by Ken Tribble himself. So that'll be fun to listen to tomorrow morning,
yeah.
6 until 10, right here on 93.3 The Planet Rocks.
Absolutely. You're going to have a good weekend, Matthew.
You're going to have a good weekend.
We both are.
Yeah.
And so are you listening.
Paige, you'll have a good weekend.
Yeah.
Fat Boy, everybody will have a good weekend.
I don't know about one of those.
Ask me Monday.
It's you Monday?
Ask me Monday.
Oh, it's ask you Monday.
I'm going to ask you Monday.
Oh, okay. I thought that was your alma mater. All right. Fat Boy, Paige is going to rock you at work next. Forgot what I was going to say. Paige is going to rock you at work next. Fat Boy, Monday morning, 5 a.m. You don't have any little sounder to play? We got to work Monday. The contract runs out Monday at 10 a.m.
Yeah.
So we got to go to work Monday.
Mm-hmm.
Tuesday?
Right. I got another day at least.
I understand. If we show up, they'll pay us.
Thanks for listening. Shh. Have a good weekend. Tickle it, guys. It is good. Be blessed.
Don't touch that dial. I just want to find a little. Ow.
The man said not to touch it.
Can I just hover my finger there just a little while?
Ooh, can you hear what the man said?
A 93-minute roadblock is coming up next on 93.3.
Bad baby, back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.